This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this 4th of July Thursday morning, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. Here are the closing prices on the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn was $6.78 1/4, up 5.5. September corn, $5.32 1/4, down 3/4. December corn, $5.02 3/4, no change. July soybeans were $15.83 1/2, up 10.5. August soybeans, $14.41 1/4, up 7 3/4. November soybeans, $12.50 3/4, up 8 1/4. July wheat was $6.57 3/4, up 8 1/4. September wheat, $6.65, up 6 3/4. And December wheat, $6.77 1/2, up 6 1/4. Now it's time for the cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mostly higher on Wednesday afternoon. Stronger wheat futures were supported by the announced sale of 360,000 tons of U.S. wheat to China for the 2013-2014 marketing year. And in northern and western Illinois on Wednesday, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to 5 cents stronger at $6.46 to $6.67. Soybean bids were mostly 8 to 12 cents higher at $15.58 to $15.80. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to 2 cents higher at $6.57 to $6.96, and soybean bids were mostly 4 to 6 stronger at $15.76 to $15.84. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 5 to 6 higher at $6.38 to $6.72. Soybean bids mostly 7 to 8 higher at $15.77 to $16.12. And the wheat bids mostly 7 to 8 cents stronger, ranging from $6.37 to $6.60. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids gained 8 cents, ranging from $16.06 to $16.16. Basis ended steady, ranging from $1.65 to $1.75 over the August. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $5.12.60 to $5.35.60. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids ended mixed at $7.08 to $7.18, with basis ending mixed range from $30 to $40 over July. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 5 to 17 cents higher at $6.82 to $6.88. Basis gained 6 to 18 cents, range from $1.50 to $1.56 over September. Soybeans were up 15 to 18 cents at $16.05 to $16.13, with basis gaining 7 to 10 cents, range from $1.64 to $1.72 over the August. Wheat prices gained 7 cents on Wednesday, range from $6.45 to $6.50, and basis ended steady, range from 20 under to 15 under September. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 1 cent lower at $6.62 to $6.64. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 7 to 8 cents with quotations at $15.65 to $16.19. Soft red winter wheat gained 7 cents at $6.69 to $6.70, and the Milo ended steady at $6.52 to $6.53. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from $4.69 to $4.81. New crop soybean bids at $12.13 to $12.25. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $4.71 up to $4.90, with the new crop soybean bids ranging from $12.20 up to $12.38. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from $4.75 to $4.91, with the new crop soybean bids ranging from $12.25 up to $12.53. That completes our grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now, here are the closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle were $121.95, up 5 cents. October live cattle, $126.22, up 30 cents. December live cattle, $128.25, up 52 cents. August feeder cattle were $150.95, up 5 cents. September feeder cattle, $153.30, down 2 cents. November feeder cattle, $156.12, down 15 cents. July lean hogs were $101.62, up 62 cents. August lean hogs, $96.85, up 22 cents. And December lean hogs were $82.15, up 5 cents. Now it's time for the Cash Livestock Report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture bringing you the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 75 cents higher in the range of 95 to 106. The weighted average carcass price was 97.75. From the Illinois Direct Sow Reports, slaughter sows traded steady with moderate to good demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 60 to 65, 4 to 5 weights 61 to 68, 5 to 550 weights 64 to 70, and 550 and up 65 to 72. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts of country buying points traded steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $67 up to $72. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 8,912 head. And from the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville, report for July 2nd, they had receipts of 368 head compared to last week. Slaughter steers and heifers traded steady. Slaughter Holstein steers traded 50 cents lower. Slaughter cows traded steady to a dollar higher. And slaughter bulls traded steady. Feeder cattle were lightly tested. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were bringing 120 to 122. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 111 to 115. Choice slaughter heifers were 119 to 121. And on to the slaughter cows, they had breakers at $92. Boners were 82 to 87, and the leans were 75 to 78. Feeder steers, medium and large ones, 5 to 6 weights were 127 to 134. 6 to 7 weights, 117 to 120. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 3 to 4 weights, 141 to 142. And the 4 to 5 weights, 135 to 136. Add feeder bulls, large ones, 3 to 4 weights, 167 to 169. The 4 to 5 weights, 140 to 146. And the 5 to 6 weights, 120, 50 to 132. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 118 to 123, on a dress basis traded at 187.50 to 194. Heifers on a live basis traded at 119 to 123, and on a dress basis traded at 187.50 to 194. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 436 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 106.11, and that was 80 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were 197.73, and that's 63 cents higher, with select carcasses at 180.47, and that was $1.85 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 125,000, which compared to 123,000 last week and 1,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 424,000, which compared to 409,000 last week and 1,000 a year ago. United Producers Weekly Hay Auction at Shelbyville for July 2nd had receipts of 61 bales. Compared to last week, alfalfa hay was untested, with grass hay a dollar lower. Trading was moderate, with moderate demand for light offerings. Rainy weather limited the supply and the buyer attendance. All prices for small squares on a per bale basis, unless otherwise noted. Mixed grass hay, good quality, sold for $3. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now it's time for your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. July corn delivered to Greenfield was $6.67. August corn delivered to Greenfield is $6.21. Corn delivered to Scottville for July, $6.61. August corn delivered to Scottville, $6.21. July beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $15.88. August beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $14.34. And July wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.34. Once again, the prices are corn at Greenfield is $6.67. Corn at Scottville is $6.61. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $15.88. And wheat at Scottville is $6.34. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela. Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, they deliver what others promise. Farming's a challenging business, and this spring's wet weather isn't making it any easier. M&M Service Company's agronomy team is knowledgeable about every aspect of modern crop production, from precision farming technologies to seed selection and custom application. They know your operation and practices and will bring the right product, service, and right advice to your farm. Don't let wet weather and a slow spring put you behind. Call your local M&M Service Company office today. Find out how your agronomy team is there to help. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Our local weather forecast for today, partly cloudy skies, a slight chance of a shower, high temperatures in the low 80s with light and variable winds. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And for tomorrow, Friday, partly cloudy skies, highs in the mid-80s. Your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers, low temperatures in the low 70s, high temperatures in the mid-80s right now at the Weather Center. The winds are calm. The barometric pressure is steady. We have partly cloudy skies. 60 degrees on this 4th of July Thursday morning. It's coming up on 6:23, part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, by the CHS Service Center of Louder, and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. Once again, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thanks, Randy. We had Congressman Rodney Davis in studio yesterday, and I asked him about the rumors of splitting the farm bill to get it past the House.
The talk that you've mentioned about splitting the farm bill because it didn't pass is something that came up last week. I'm not too sure that that's still going to be the pathway that we're going to follow when we get back to Washington next week. But it's at least a good discussion point to begin the talk on how we can get good ag policy and good structural reforms to our food nutrition programs. And if our leadership says that they think that they can garner enough votes to get that out of the House with a split bill, then we'll run with it.
Davis is still optimistic that the House will revisit and approve the farm bill that recently failed in the House. There are a few field days popping up this month. Bill Brink of M&M Service Company tells us a bit more.
Well, whenever we turn the calendar into July and then go into August, there's several important field days, plot field days that are scheduled. And this is an excellent opportunity for farmers to attend these to get the latest information regarding research, not only from industry, but also from the universities as well. Starting next week, July 11th, is the field day at SIU Belleville. That research farm is located just south of Scott Air Force Base. And that starts at about 8:30 with a welcome, and we have different people on the program talking about weed control and diseases. So it's a real good program that SIU has lined up for that day. And then M&M Service Company, we have our field day on July 24th, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning at the plots there at Litchfield, at the Litchfield Fertilizer Plant. We're going to be looking at, obviously, the different varieties, corn and soybean varieties. They're doing some work on on some fungicides or doing some work on some seed treatments. So they're cooperating with private industry to do some of this field research. So again, that's July 24th at the Litchfield plot starting at 9 o'clock. And by the way, we would like to have reservations. I think probably the M&M crop specialists have contacted most of their clients, but if anybody else wants to attend, make sure you contact them so we can have make arrangements for the meal. We start that at 9 o'clock, and then after the plot tour, then we move to Lincolnland College for the meal and the speaker. And the speaker again this year is Dr. Darrell Good, who is a University of Illinois grain marketing specialist. Everybody likes to hear what Darrell has to say, and we are in some areas, you know, we just don't know how many acres of corn are planted, what the yield's going to be, so grain markets are a little bit fluid right now, so it'd be interesting to see what he has to say regarding the grain markets from here on out. And then the following day, July 25th, is the University of Illinois Field Day at Brownstown. This is located south of Brownstown on Route 185. Several University of Illinois specialists are on the program. Carl Bradley is going to be talking about wheat diseases. There's going to be something on weed management. Crop rotation, Emerson Nossinger will be talking about that. And then cover crops are going to be a presentation on cover crops as well. Now, the Brownstown Field Day is going to start a little bit earlier this year at 8 o'clock, and there will be a meal afterwards. So those three dates again, July 11th, SIU Field Day at Belleville, July 24th, M&M Field Day at Litchfield starting at 9 o'clock, and then July 25th is the Brownstown Field Day starting at 8 a.m. So excellent opportunities for farmers to get, you know, the latest information regarding research and, you know, some of the forward thinking about cover crops and some of these other things.
That's all for this morning's Farm Show. Have a great Independence Day. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh.